This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, oh.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It is Levin Miller. Thank you so much for having me in your company. I have no clue what it is that you all do at 11 o'clock in the morning, but I'm happy that you're doing it with me. I'm happy that you're letting me do it with you. And if you are driving, you know the rule already. Just take the knob off the radio. You don't ever need to change it. Levin Miller is Unleashed on your radio each weekday at 11. That's happening. It's happening every day. So as often as you'd have me, I'd like to be with you as you do whatever it is that you do at 11 o'clock in the morning. Let me start early by saying it's going to be an open line show, right? I also know that we are still, I'm not going to say that anymore. It's an open line show, right? There are any number of things that are going on. You can feel free to give me a call. I'm going to open the lines early because I kind of want to talk to you all, right? Like, I've had a couple of days of scheduled shows, and I miss you all. I miss you all, and I want to talk to you all, right? So y'all can call me, 323-623-2325-4316, 325-4259, or you can text me at 422-4796. Now, you people say I gave those numbers out too quickly. It is because, you have to excuse me, I have stored them in my brain as recitation, which means it's kind of like how you say, this speech is very short, so I will make this snappy. Merry Christmas, folks. I hope you're happy. Right, I can't say it slower than that because it's a recital in my head. That is how I've committed them to memory, obviously. I don't know why my brain opted to do it that way. So I will try to say the numbers again slowly for you. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796. I've got some things that I want to talk about. And it's because it's been happening in and around the news. I think it's worth having a conversation about. There are also some things that I want to talk about that just aggrieve my spirit, and you can tell me how you feel about it. And then I kind of want to talk about some other things, right? Like, where are we with the pandemic and the type of businesses that are going to help us through the pandemic, right? So maybe that is where I want to start. Let's talk about where we are, how our country is composed, and how we are going to need people who are in certain businesses to get their stuff together, all right? If we are going to continue to live in a country where small businesses are going to provide shipping services for Bahamians and Bahamian businessmen, all right, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to make their shipping processes more seamless. It must be infuriating to be a businessman or to be a Bahamian and to live on an island or to live on one of the islands that is not the metropolitan, all right? And have to put up with the god-awful service that we sometimes face from these shipping companies. And sadly, we never know who to blame. We're not sure if we ought to be blaming the customs department. We're not sure if we ought to be blaming the shipping company. We don't know who to blame. We it, it is it is it is it is like pulling teeth, right? Sometimes trying to get things on a little island in the Bahamas so that you can either use it for your personal use or for business. I recall in my own head sometime last year or year before last after the storm, I had occasion to go and ship things from America, right? It was disastrous. And I would rather have a full digital sphincter examination than to have to ship anything into the Commonwealth of the Bahamas via the shipping services, including those that are the ship freighters, right? I would literally sign myself up for a weekly digital colon examination before I go through the headache or the hassle of trying to put something on a pallet and send it to the Bahamas from America ever again in this life. Corned beef don't cost that much. Neither does washing detergent. And I will never, ever, ever put myself through the headache of having to go through that. But there are a number of people that live in and around this country that I guess see the need or the desire to want to be able to ship things. We live on an island. We do not manufacture. And so maybe as we move towards, I hear the Progressive Liberal Party and people are talking about the ways they will stimulate the economy, right? And it's fancy, to talk about all of these new things you will create or all these new things you want to do or all of the new things you desire to see done, right? But what good is it to put a steamy new engine in a car that has no tires? What good is it to put a steamy new exhaust system, a racing clutch system, into a wonderfully painted vehicle if the tires are flat, right? And so we've got to figure out the mechanics of our economy before we go and make it superpower. So you make a superpower economy where things are super efficient only to then subject it to this very anachronistic form of shipping that we've done. You go to these shipping companies, there's nowhere for you to stand. You have to stand on the outside, be subjected to the elements. They tell you not to stand in the one area where shade is because the forklift is coming that way. You have to commit your entire day to going and picking up a package if you're going to ship things into the island. Like, it is god-awful, right? And then if that isn't bad enough, you have the air carriers who can't tell you where your package is. You don't know where it is. You don't know what is happening with it. According to your tracking number, it's already there. But you don't have your package in your hand, and sometimes these things cause massive inconveniences, right? And so maybe we ought to look at how we regulate that as a society. This is one of the things that is burning hot in my soul. Again, it's an open line show. You can call me and talk about anything. But this has my skirt on fire this morning, and so I'm talking to you about it. And so we've got to fix that, right? We've got to fix the mechanics of our society. How do we make things more efficient? How do we test the efficacy? How do we ensure that this thing is not just simply being completely strenuous to the minds and to the everyday goings on of regular people? All right. And so I want governments to figure that out. That is one of the things we've got to figure out in our society. That is one of the things that I think will make our society a little better. I believe if we can figure out how do we get access to the outside world in a way that is more seamless. And maybe we ought to figure out a way to boycott companies that have been doing it for a million years, right? Maybe they've become so comfortable and their coffers are so full that they no longer need to offer good customer service. They no longer need to offer a customer experience. That you either wait on their line for 6 hours as if your life and time has no value, or you shut up and go buy it retail from somewhere else. And so, you know, these are the things that I want any government coming to power. And how is that the government problem? It is because regulation and enforcement is how you get things done. A very wise commander once told me, he said, "Why a commander is able to stand up before a platoon of men armed with rifles and at the echo of his voice get all of the men in that platoon to turn and march at the echo of his voice is because of policy and discipline and the enforcement of that policy." And that makes so much sense to me. And so we've got to see that in the way we do nationhood. The people that are in the business have got to know that there is a penalty for piss poor customer service. There is a penalty for people having to spend 7 and 8 hours waiting on a package that you got paid for before it left the dock in America. And so that's one of the things that has me hot under the collar this morning. We can talk about anything. The lines are open. 323-623-2352-3254-316-325-4259. Or you can text me on 422-4796. I got some other things I want to talk about around here. You know, Eagle Electric, I could just let y'all have the flag. Don't worry about taking it down. Just leave it up. Even though it's starting to become a bit tethered on the end, I think you ought to look at it, maybe get a new one. And it's such a glorious flag, right? I'm calling y'all name now because I'm sure someone must have told y'all that I said that it was offensive one, and I'm almost sure against the law, too, to fly that flag in the middle of the night, especially if you weren't going to put lights on it, right? But I'll tell you why I'm now prepared to let you all have it. You ready? Because we fly in one downtown on Navy Lion Road in the front of the British Colonial Hotel. Is it still the British Colonial? What you call that hotel? Hilton Hotel. Eh? What is the name of that hotel? I don't even know what the name is anymore. But we got that one down there. That's about a 7-foot flag that we fly in downtown Nassau. Ain't no light on that one either. And y'all have that up, I mean, at ungodly hours of the night, just flapping there in the wind. And so, if at the city's center, we pay no mind to the things that hold our country and our state together, then you know what? Just have a free-for-all. Everybody get a flag and just fly it in the middle of the night. How does that sound? You know, because it is the little things, right? I am a firm believer in this. It is the little things that eventually come together and make big things, right? And so you see no issue with having a flag flown at nighttime. What is Miller making noise about? It's a flag. Yeah. And so you become comfortable doing that today. And then tomorrow you run the red light, which is becoming quite prolific around here these days. Everybody is running the red light. I mean, the red light has become a suggestion these days, right? And so now I just prepared to let Eagle have it, right? Let them have it. Even though they are a light company, let them have it. They don't want to put a light on the flag. That's fine. I could now live with them doing it because they could do it downtown. And I thought it was the Ministry of Tourism that had that flag there, boy. But I am reliably informed that it ain't them. So I need to find out which organization, because the flag can't fly itself. Who is responsible for putting the jack, the senior flag, or the national flag of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and flying it so flippantly? Only, what is that, 200 feet away from Government House? I mean, the Governor General lives right above the flag. The police pass that flag every day. As a matter of fact, they just have police there directing the traffic and having roadblock and all. The police doing everything there except for trying to figure out why this flag can't come down or be lit. Commissioner of Police, this is me. I implore you, sir, have your officers check that out. Because the flag have to have a light on it. And this doesn't sound like a big issue, but it bothers me. That men have sweat, bled, and cried for that flag. There are men that pledge allegiance to that flag. And they go out there prepared to give their life for this aquamarine gold and black. And the white thread around it. These are all the things that make for better nationhood. They make for more valuable, meaningful existence in a country. You know, you see Americans all the time, and they are prepared to go to war with a toothpick in the name of the United States of America. They understand the blood, the price of the blood that was used to purchase the thread that stitched this flag together. And it pains me. It pains me that we would approach this so flippantly. It can't be that difficult. And if you were going to take the effort it took to fly this, I mean, have you seen the size of these flags? This flag is a life-size flag. It takes effort to fly a flag that big. First of all, you got to get a staff that's strong enough to hold it up. And then you need cables because rope can't fly this. This will pop. And so you made this kind of an investment into showing your national pride, only for you to then have it whitewashed with this absolute callous approach to just having it fly. Drive past it 12 o'clock tonight. I promise you the police ain't gonna be there. Just drive past it. It's gonna be flying right there. And nobody cares. And members of the government can't tell me they ain't know it there. It's right in the front of the Hilton. All right? The police can't tell me they ain't no there because it's in the front of Dunkin' Donuts and it's alleged that police really like donuts, right? So they can't tell me they don't know this there. Someone should check it. It annoys me to no end. All right? So I got one more thing I want to talk about. I see the lines. And I know I say I want to talk to y'all, but I want to talk to y'all a bit and then y'all can call me and talk to me. Dear Mr. Commissioner of Police. Dear Mr. Commissioner of Police. I really want you to either fire your public relations officer or demote him to like assistant public relations officer and get a real public relations officer. Why do I say this, Mr. Commissioner? Let me tell you. It cannot be an appropriate response by the Commissioner of Police to suggest that he doesn't take responsibility for the personal behavior of other police officers. Get this. While they are wearing his uniform, while they are in his police station, while they are in what I would estimate to be a restricted area in his police station. I don't imagine that Joe Public could walk into a police station or into the area of the police station that I believe this abuse may have taken place. So pray tell me, Mr. Commissioner, sir, who should I hold responsible? You know, Commissioner, let me give you some points. Here's how that interview should have gone. Mr. Commissioner, we hear that they beating up fellas inside your police station. How do you feel about that? First of all, you admit your regret. You know, this is a regrettable thing. These incidents happen, all be them isolated. These are still some of the challenges my organization faces. As Commissioner, I realize that sometimes police officers go against what is the doctrine. It is my job, though, as commissioner to ensure that the protocol is known and that there is training to ensure that all officers know what is expected of them by their commissioner. To this end, it is my intention, after launching a full investigation, that I shall then pass the facts on to the minister, who I imagine will make the facts public. I intend to, as commissioner, ensure that there is some sensitivity training. I intend to speak to the officers in question. There will be actions from my chair with regard to that. Whether they go on administrative leave or not, I think is within your remit. You could put them on or you could don't put them on. I don't even think you need to mention that. But know that I will see to it that all of the officers in charge of the stations, the various stations, will have fresh promulgations of the duties and conduct of police officers while on duty. All of the officers in charge of the various stations will be mandated from me to ensure that they have a symposium regarding this issue. And I will report back to the media in 3 months to let them know where we are with regards to the training and the seminars that we have done to avoid this kind of thing from happening in the future. But I want the public to be rest assured. And see, if you ever went to like military public relations school, right, they would teach you this. Always carry the institution's message. I want the public to be rest assured that your commissioner of police and your Royal Bahamas Police Force remains committed to one thing, and that is the protection of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We will do that, and we will ensure that we do it in a way that is appropriate. We will do it in a way that is as per the doctrine. And we will ensure that we do not find ourselves infringing on the rights of Bahamians and people that come into our custody. Rest assured that your police force remains committed to this task. Again, this is an unfortunate event, and further investigations will follow. But, Commiss, you can't take your two hands, throw them in there and say, Jesus, it ain't me. I ain't slapped nobody. It wasn't me. They were slapping people. Because that's what it sounds like to me. And as the commissioner, you know why you got all these bunch of button all over your uniform, 3 button across your shoulder, a crown, bunch of ribbon on your chest, and all this other shiny stuff? It's because when the licks pour down the hill, we coming to lick you up first. That is why you are the commissioner. Ali, you got the clip for me? Because I don't want you all to say I lied on the commissioner. That is why you are the commissioner. It is your job to take the slapping up. You can't just decide, Mr. Commissioner. Oh, I don't condone that. And if you go down that alley, you get no support from me. And while that is good to say, it's not a corrective step. What are you, as the commissioner of police, going to now do about a flaw that you found in your organization? Oh, and by the way, it doesn't matter to me that you are in your personal role as commissioner doing everything you can to change the image of the force, because I don't care how many babies you kiss and how much old woman you hug up in Andres, it ain't gonna matter if people still believe that the minute you go into police custody, you just go there to get slap up. So you have to ensure that while you are on this wonderful public relations tour that you're on, that the men that are drawn behind in your wake are also equally as sensitive to the community issues. And walking up and down in the hot sun is not, that is not the pinnacle of community policing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that when the fellas come in the station, you ought to give them ginger snaps and chamomile tea. That's not what I'm asking for. What I am saying is that organizations like yours, sir, require training, retraining, and retraining of the retraining. That is how you institutionalize people. That is how you get it done. And when the licks come, commissioner, you bring your back. And when it's too much licks for your back to take, you turn over on your back and we lick you up across your belly a little bit. But notice, in the top chair, all the licks are yours. All of them. And so if the fella beat up his wife, Mr. Commissioner, that's your problem. And you have to come out and say, listen, those things are unfortunate. We have heard the claims. We want to make sure that our officers understand that we stand behind them as best as we can. But we need them and that they have an obligation to the organization as well. As commissioner, I intend to X, Y, and Z. And I will report to the public in the future so that the public is aware of what has happened here. But you can't just take your two hand and throw them in there and say, I ain't do nothing. It wasn't me. It wasn't me, Lord. It wasn't me. That don't look good on you, Commissioner. And I blame this public relations officer of yours. Because if you go on a walkabout in the community, I know how your PR officer letting you get ambushed with questions like this. What he doing? What does he do? Ah, boy. Now, last thing. I promise you how much time we got. Oh, yeah. We got time. Last thing. Mr. Commissioner, you may also want to look at the training of your officers. All right. I am still vetting the recording. I believe I heard something in there that sounded slightly like assault of an officer. And then I heard the pouring on of police heavy-handedness. Allegedly. But Mr. Commissioner, I'm trying to figure out how does this man have a recording device in custody? And I hear the whole story of it being his watch. But he also shouldn't have a watch in custody. As far as I am aware, once he's taken into custody and you've decided that an arrest is going to be made, he should have been relieved of all of his effects. What if this was a gun? What if this was a loaded ankle pistol? What if? Who searched this man? Who detained this man? Who got this man deep enough into a police station and decided that he was, because the officer in the recording is saying, no, you're going to be arrested. We're actually taking you down to I think Nassau Street Station. So we have already decided he's under arrest. Then why he still have something he could record with? And I'm not saying that it isn't a wonderful thing that he did have something that he could record with, because, I mean, how else would we know about the allegations present? But Commission, I think you have a problem here, sir, and we have to figure out if your officers are aware on how you properly detain somebody. What I have deduced it to be is that your officers were being lazy. And they realized that to take his personal effect would then start what they call a chain of custody report. And so because some Joe Blow, some Buck Private Louis Lump decides that I ain't no chain of custody record. The fella, he ain't got on a watch anyhow. Just let him carry things with him. They can take them from him when he get to Nassau Street. And when we make those kinds of miscalculations in war, men die. Isn't that what they teach y'all? When we make those kinds of miscalculations in war, people die. Because that's what they teach me in field graph. You do not get the luxury of not doing it by the doctrine. The doctrine suggests certain things because they're tested, they've proven them over time, and these are the things that work. This man ought not have had a recording device in his possession to record anything in this police station. And I'm not saying that the police stations ought not be monitored by footage that if a person alleges that they were assaulted, that you can't go and pull the recording of the station. That is what I would imagine would be practical. Sure. But if the man could have a recording device, I submit to you he could have had a loaded pistol. And what a interestingly different story this would be. Because then, Mr. Commissioner, you would be out here explaining to hurting wives and crying mothers with flags to replace their sons about why a man was allowed that deep inside police custody with a device that at that time would have been considered contraband. So those are the things I want to say. Commissioner, I'm completely at my wit's end with you in this terrible public relations. It is terrible. And you ought to go and get some training or hire someone. I don't know. But you can't continue with this terrible PR. And you do so well as commissioner. I mean, you look smart. You know, your belly's smaller than your belly is smaller than the last two guys. You know, and you're commanding, you're a commanding presence. You speak clearly. I don't understand what happens in the mind of the commissioner when he has to speak, though, because we saw the same thing with the weak man statement. Did you not learn after they drag you till all the skin come off your back 2 weeks ago that you back out here in the media getting dragged again, sir? It's not a good look. And I support the police. Paul Rule enjoys my full confidence. The police are my friends. And their senior command team, I think, is firmly in control of the goings-on of this island particularly. And I have great confidence in the top floor, especially people like Assistant Commissioner Solomon Cash, right? I feel like those men have their hands firmly around the situation on the ground. But you continue to allow this issue of piss-poor public relations to consume you. And instead of us talking about the fact that murders aren't what they were and that the curfew is now being self-policed and that the police force is out here doing wonderful community walkabouts, instead of us talking about that, we are now spending the entire week talking about how the commissioner refuses to take responsibility for the actions of officers in a police station in police uniform. You cannot wash your hands off of it when you are the commander. There is a reason you are a commander. Commanders command. It is what they do. All right? So, the phone lines are open. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Aladdin, let's play the clip from the commissioner so y'all can see I ain't going crazy. All right? I ain't just cussing Paul Rule because he ain't my favorite person. That might have been Ellison Greenslade. I assure you it's not Paul Rule. But I want you to do well. I believe that you are going in the right direction. I believe that the men on the ground, they support your concept of policing. But you've got to shore up public expectation of the commissioner, and I don't think you're doing a good job with this PR. Let's go. Commissioner of Police, Paul Rule.
We cannot take responsibility for individual officers' conduct. Officers must take responsibility for their allegiance to the Constitution. There are certain provisions in the Constitution which guarantees certain things when individuals are arrested. We have posted them in all of the stations, and I say on a regular basis to officers, you must have respect for individual human rights and persons who are in our custody. They are our responsibility, and it's our responsibility to ensure that they are taken care of. You deviate from that, you're not going to have my support.
Two additional COVID-19 deaths.
So that was the commissioner of police, right? I think it was disastrous. Hopefully the commissioner could. And commissioner, do you know that you have it in your power to say, I've heard the allegations. My office will issue a press statement shortly. And we will address all of the matters concerning this issue. Thank you very much. We're here for the walkabout. Does anybody want to ask me any questions about the walkabout? That is what a good public relations officer would have told you. But you know, oddly, Peters, I want y'all to stop calling him the public relations officer. He is the murder reporting officer. That is his job. He's only here to report murder and drug arrest. Because he's not directing the narrative, which is the job of a public relations officer. Oh boy, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hi, a pleasant morning, Mr. Miller.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I feel great.
Good. You know, I told Mr. Jones yesterday that Mr. Marvin Dames and the Commissioner of Police, both of their heads should roll.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are, you know, Mr. Miller, there have been allegations of these things happening within the precincts of the police cells and stations for years.
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't the recording being done by the police station? Why are there no cameras in these police stations?
I don't know, but that would be an entirely different... we could argue that. We could argue, why are our police stations not being monitored? And that is an entirely different conversation.
Yes, because now when these persons, when these claims are made against his officer, then Mr. Commissioner can say, roll the tape.
Mm-hmm.
This is what transpired while this individual was in our custody. But in lieu of that, you have the persons who have been allegedly abused against the word of the police. And who are they going to believe?
Of course, the police officer.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. So the National Security Minister got $17 million for drones.
Mm-hmm.
Why hasn't he gotten some cameras to put inside these places? What happened to the body cameras that they bought?
Well,
I
wouldn't expect police officers to be wearing body cams in the station, right? Like, body cams in the station would just, I mean, that would be kind of personal, right?
No, I'm talking about surveillance camera.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch those things in the States, everything is recorded.
Yes, no, I completely agree.
Interrogation and everything, it's recorded, right?
Completely agree.
So why isn't that being done here in the 21st century?
And that is a national cry that we must make as citizens, right, Carla?
No, but see, we have to stop this foolishness, man. We are paying these people big bucks to run our country. We are paying them big monies. And this has been going on for years.
I completely agree.
Stop, man, because innocent people are being brutalized and they have no recourse. And I thank God that individual had that watch.
But see, caller, and that is the sentiment I do not want to become the common thread in the conversation. Because if you are happy he had this recording device, then it suggests to me that you don't see the wrong in him having contraband. And in this instance,
who determines what is contraband?
The policy that should be governing that station. There should be a document that governs what a detained person can have in their custody. Everything else would be considered contraband, right? So there ought to be clear policy, one. And my issue is, yes, today it was a recording device. But what if it was a loaded pistol?
On his hand, you are searched. I know when I was arrested, they search you. They ask you what you got in your pocket. They got, you know, whatever you have on your person. And they take your
property. But he ought not have any jewelry. They should have taken watch, ring, money.
Well, you know, Mr. Miller, I got to go. But thank God, God had it so that it wasn't so. So now we know that these allegations, a lot of these allegations that have been made against this police brutality, that is true and is coming from the top, and it has to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with for us to have, we can say that the police are our friends. And we really mean it.
Appreciate you, caller. 323-623-2325-4316. Someone says, Levin, you said sweat, tears, and blood. Did you add die? The ultimate price? Man, Levin, if I had the power, I would swap you for commissioner right now. I think we will be on the right path in this country. Commissioner said, it wasn't me. He must be shaggy. Lord help these poor fellas. Now we ain't know when they abusing the people children no more. Stop storytelling, Levin. The commissioner speaks clearly. What does it say? Stop storytelling about the commissioner. Speaks clearly. He had to come back and say that, dying what I mean. But he articulates well. So like, he's not mumbly. The commissioner before him was a little mumbly, right? One of my favorite lines from the former commissioner was, "This is what we know. Here is what we know. And that's how you knew when Commissioner Ferguson was about to give you some very strong facts or details. We are the police. And here is what we know. Caller, you're on. You can't call me on this text line, all right? You can text me on 422-4796. Anything you want to say, text it to that line. I'll be able to get it. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, University, along with you.
Hey, Brayman.
Several things I want to say. First, they got a rerun Central Station. Just about every time I call there, they're telling me only one person at the desk or in any car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got to stop that foolishness. Other thing is, right, Sands Lane, right, some people have a stall, and the stall too low over the sidewalk.
Mm.
You know, if people walk straight, they will walk into it, hit their head, and if they walk out from it, they could get clipped with a car mirror.
Okay.
Other point is, right, when it comes to those benches that people wait on for the buses.
Mm-hmm.
They need to put some sort of shade over those benches for when it rain or the sun.
Okay.
What I've noticed, East Bay Shopping Center have one on the northern side of the street. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? And we have so many places around over the hill where people got to be waiting to catch the bus and there is no shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this country are being run too slack. Thank you.
I agree with you, Brayman. Thank you very much. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Yes, good morning, Levon. How you doing, man?
I feel good. How are you?
Wonderful. I feel good, too, but I can be lying, man. You know, I just want to know what part of the town, Mr. Minister, think that we, the inner city, came from. You know, because here it is. You is, matter of fact, you have experience in Minnesota, a cabinet before. Now you're prime minister,
mm-hmm.
and you spoke so well about transparency and accountability. Here it is. You went to parliament with $35 million to buy the place, and then your mortgages for 30 more. And then each month, I think it cost you $1 million, and up to the last year or the year before, it was like $86 million. As of now, it's $200 million. Come on. And now you're going to buy an airport that the water level is high, okay, and it seems as if it's built the wrong place, okay, and that's our money, man. That ain't your money. I sure you wouldn't spend your money like that. And the back of that, you getting a full salary to do this foolishness.
Yeah. Okay? No, we don't ask for accountability with salaries, caller.
But it is so sad, man. It is terrible. And then you got the nerve to come and ask me to give you another term in office. Who you think I is? What part of that town you think I come from? Okay? Man, this is utter wrong. Okay? And only God I can go to tell him about my problem. And only him can help me. Because anybody else can help me. I don't know why in God's word would another person give you another chance. You wouldn't even hire yourself again. Thanks for letting me share.
Appreciate you, caller. Text writer here says, listen, if you're calling me on the text line, I cannot answer the text line. You can call me, since you're listening, to 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Call me on those. All right? Text right here says, good day, Mr. Miller. The voice note sounds as if the officer was defending himself because the redirect in the background sounds as if the officer was pushed. Now, I didn't want to do this on air. I wanted to do this with my friends. I almost certain I hear him say, the boy slapped cop. That's what it sound like I heard. Right? And if I translated that, corp, as far as I am aware, would mean corporal, right? So they probably have one little Louis Lump corporal walking around, right? Probably get corporal after 2 years of being in Meguan or something, right? Bring this boy to Central Station where big time policing happening. Fella size corp up. Corp must have said something to him. He decide. He ring corp one, right? So yes, before he decide, you know something, I hear you ask what the police could do. I come to show you what polices do, right? That's how it sounded to me. Now, is ASP Ferguson correct? I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. But it sounded to me like the police was assaulted ASP Ferguson moved in as the isolating unit to isolate the threat and subdue it. All right? The man wasn't wearing no cuffs. It don't sound like that to me. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't tell you. I am only using divine discernment to analyze what I think I hear in the recording. And what I thought I heard was, hey, he slapped Corp. And then out of nowhere, super strong guy, ASP Ferguson, comes in with the superhero music in the background to remind you all that he and these other fellas, and he don't mess around. All right? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, hello.
Hello, Mr. Miller.
Hey, Robert.
Now, before I hit on your topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything in life is free and good. Do you know, this very day, right? The vaccine we got for free,
mm-hmm.
EU is banning it because it causes blood clots.
Okay.
EU is banning that same brand name we got. It causes blood clots. You know, let me get back to your topic at hand.
Mm-hmm.
I must commend that young man for doing the tip-top what the feds will do. Make sure obligations run properly. Why you think, would you put time in your house if your house is filled in dirty? No. That police officer must be charged with assault. Because he assaulted a young man.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on the news, the police and the states went to somebody's house and the man had a spy camera. And he slapped the man. Do you know that man, the chief fired an officer the same day? The next day, the AG or the AG state attorney charged him with assault. You cannot go and hit people. It's an assault. It's against the law to hit a grown man in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he's under your care.
Okay.
And deprive him of his civil rights, his liberties, man. We got to stop this culture. The chief got to get fired too. Do you know, right? When they raided Congress,
mm-hmm. yeah,
last month,
yeah, the chief was fired.
Chief got fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every chief got sent home.
Yeah, because Robert, when you are the commander, Robert, they your licks. They your, you know, in the military, we say this thing. The S rolls down the hill at a 90-degree angle. So when you are at the top of the hill, you just get wet with it first. And that's where, I don't think the commissioner realizes that's where he is. Please assist me in understanding the following. How does the leader of the opposition expect us to trust him when he promises anything, when in 20 years as MP and 5 years as DPM and Minister of Works, he was unable to repair the various airports in Kidd Island and provide portable water to his constituents? Don't he realize these are the reasons why the trust deficit exists? Good point. Good morning, Mr. Miller. Can you give me the list of direct entries for the RBDF for the last 40 years? Thank you, sir. No, I cannot, but I can look into it. I think entry 9 was the first one with a direct entry, if I'm not mistaken. Mr. Miller, we sold the tires so we could buy the engine. Yeah, but what good is this fancy engine if you don't have tires? It's a piece of cloth. It was of no real value. It was retarded. That's against the law. For what? It's a piece of cloth. It has no real value. I guess you're talking about the flag. I'm sorry that you feel that way about the flag. Hi, Mr. Miller. Eagles put a new flag up. When I saw it, I remember the power of your words. Good. Now you could drive past there and tell them to put a light around it. That would also be great. America stole that country. Don't compare them to us. Okay. Police like donuts? Allegedly. Allegedly. Mr. Miller, I do feel your pain. It is called... What is this? I believe that's the only word I had an occasion... What is this? I took the flag from the pool and took it to the police station for safekeeping. The officer on the desk threatened to lock me up. I offered to willingly to walk in the cell. No, you're absolutely correct. Apparently, I'm advised by some of my police friends that if I went there and took the flag down, they would have to arrest me for stealing, even if I brought the flag to the police station. I don't know. I can't win. I can't take the flag off your pole and take it to the police station, even though you flying it at night should be against the law. That don't count. I am not here to uphold the law. The police have to uphold the law. So I have to write a letter to the police and let the police know that this is causing an offense so that they could check it. Because if I took the flag down, that would be stealing, and they would have to arrest me for that. I don't know. Whatever happened to patriotism and valor? Huh? Can't I just say for God and for country? How about that? Can I just get away with saying that and then taking the flag to the police station? Apparently not. Anyway, listen, miss the show, always on the go. You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and on YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to www.guardiantalkradio.com and clicking the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anytime, anywhere, all day. See how I did it? Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hello.
Hiya.
The man before who said that he will never vote for the minutes again, tell him that's his opinion. But I'll vote 100 times for him. It's too love to complain. They complain too much, including you.
Well, she sure told me. She waited on the phone to tell me that. Your complain is too much. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Mom. I intend to live in this country until the day I die, and I don't intend to leave it and go anywhere. So if I believe the Negroes are mucking this up, I intend to let these mucky Negroes know that I don't intend to live in that. And if that bothers people, then blessed be the name of the Lord. Hi, Mr. Miller. If Marvin Dames will let the commissioner do his work, and stop talking to the commissioner will do better. I love you, Mom. I love you with the love of the Lord. Levin, I think you are beating up the commissioner unnecessarily. He specifically says he doesn't support or condone that type of activity. Everything will be investigated. What else do you want him to say? I told you what I wanted him to say. I think he's terrible at public relations. He ought to go and do a public relations seminar. I'm not condoning police brutality, but we all know that this is nothing new. This has been going on for years, and it must be stamped out. I agree. The truth of the Menace administration is the Menace government is having to deal with a lot of bad decisions made by previous administrations. We've allowed Freeport controllers to become too big, and now in hard times, they didn't want to invest in the hotel or the airport, leaving the government in the tough spot. Yeah, Ingram told them to buy the port out. They should have done that by now. The Port Authority would have been a thing of the past and nothing they had to worry about. Thought Braman Ferguson was blind, but he always says, let me show you. I don't think he means literally. Hi, why black people like to say only God go in to help us? My question is when, because he did not help black people during slavery. Listen, I believe God is going to help me. Repeat the text line slowly, 422-4796. Good day, Mr. Miller, your last caller. Complaining about the hotel purchase for the hotel is really out of touch with reality. The pandemic has stalled the sale. That hotel purchase was a terrible idea. All stations should be surveillanced by the headquarters 24 hours a day. This issue is near and dear to me. The streets know there is justice, but only for connected persons, so they seek it themselves. Mr. Miller, it sounds like you find fun in what happened, but again, I am happy that the young man recorded it. I came here to decry what happened in the station and said that they ought to be sensitivity training. I don't know what about me sounds happy. I don't know. I'm sorry you feel that way. Good day. Say the numbers again. Well, you texted me on the number, so you must know the number. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. I don't have time to take these other calls, so I'm going to have to let those go. Hey, do you know of any license selling liquor? What? Any? I can't read that. Good morning, Mr. Miller. I agree that the real issue is that the officers allowed a cell phone in the station. Once it went viral, then the officer was already judged in the court of public opinion. What else you want the commissioner to do? I want the commissioner to take responsibility, tell us of his next course of actions, ensure that there is an impartial investigation, and then report it to the public. And I want him to stop being so disastrous in the media. He sucks. Ah, boy. Anyway, this is Amen Miller, that woman who just called is what you call sheeple. Entry 7 had a direct entry. Okay, well, there you have it. Somebody's also asking me to give a shout-out to Chief Petty Officer Raquel Fowler. So, Raquel Fowler, there you have it. Shout out to you. Anyway, that's my time. It's Levin Miller, but this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. News is next. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.